Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dun, 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 dun.
Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby! Vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's handcrafted vodka. Scotty's vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV.
Yes, it is.
All our listeners in Virginia, here's what I need you to do. Go to the ABC store, march right up to that counter, tell them you need Scotty's, they'll order it for you, and you can enjoy the same vodka me and B. Mitch enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
Now, something else me and B. Mitch enjoy, talking to the one and only Rick Doc Walker. The doctor is back. What up, Doc?
The Rickster.
Hey, don't all guests get that Scotty's vodka? Isn't that part of being on the show?
You got it, dog. You know what? I got a bottle for you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'll bring you a bottle.
All right, good.
You'll see me in the parking lot next week, and I'll have a bottle of vodka for you.
You may be drinking.
I'd appreciate that. I really do appreciate it.
DOC, one thing I always love about you is that you try like hell to not get caught up in all of the other stuff that seems to surround the burgundy and gold. You care about football. And yet, this morning, we got a whole batch of other stuff. You played this game a long time. You got asked questions as a player. You've been in the media a long time. You've asked tough questions of players.
Yeah.
Let's start with, what do you make of the questions asked of Carson Wentz?
It's business as usual. I mean, if my starting quarterback got flustered over anything other than a 300-pound defensive tackle hitting him, I'd be disappointed. I really would. I said the same thing in January. This third team, third 3 years, this is his last shot at QB1 is how I phrased it. And again, he'll be in this league another decade because look at the quarterbacks. You got 32 teams. You got 16 guys worth their salt. So he'll be employed for another decade. The question is, can he get back to the level that he's displayed he's capable of? And that's what all of us are waiting on, and no one knows until we see it.
Talking earlier when he first got signed, and everybody's talking about contract year, like this is a contract year for him because if he plays great, he'll probably get extended. If he doesn't play great, then you never know what will happen. And I said, no, it's a career year. And I think those questions that Scott asked were along those same lines. And when I said career year, I had some people come at me on social media saying I was being harsh. But no, I'm being honest. Because when you're on three teams in 13 months, that third team is taking that chance. But that third team is also saying we need to see why the other two did something before we make a commitment to. And just like one of my buddies that just texted me, you know, they're talking about the disrespect and the commitment. They didn't extend him.
They didn't rework the deal.
And extending him would have been much better for the – maneuvering of getting players and more players around.
Amen.
They did
right.
not. So when you want to I felt like Carson handled that perfectly. He handled it. So
I agree.
When I first got in this town, I talked to veteran players, yourself and a lot of people too, and they always say, answer your question. My dad told me, answer the question for myself. Don't let nobody else answer for me. So if I was in Carson's position, I am dialing my president and saying, look, I don't need you to talk anymore for me. I can handle this. If it's too tough, I'll address the person.
Well,
I don't need you to do this for me because this has brought more attention and scrutiny now and pressure towards Carson. and the team, I think, also. It makes no sense.
I looked at this as in our culture, if you serve time for a crime and you come out, you don't treat people like they're still guilty if they serve the time. Mm-hmm. If a guy, if he's got to prove that he can take himself to a level he's already been to, so most people have never been where he's been. All we're hoping is that he gets back to that. And this town, by embracing him and showing him love, is the best remedy for that. I've watched this guy every day, how he comports himself around his teammates. He's made a genuine effort to extend himself and to be that leader. Not every quarterback is a leader. You were a quarterback, and you're a phenomenal leader. Not everybody is that way. I didn't look at Rip that way. I didn't look at Kirk Cousins that way, and they were fantastic at doing their job. You know, it's just a matter of what he's going to have to do. You're right. They put kerosene on a small, slumbering fire. It wasn't even a blaze.
Yep.
And now it's a blaze.
Yep.
But that's what happens here, and we have to look beyond that. And hopefully Carson just moves on, and his teammates embrace him by making plays. I got to block my butt off for him. I got to catch everything thrown at me. Do everything you can to elevate this entire team. This is not about one person.
Yep. Well said, Doc. That's my biggest thing is I think this whole thing would have gone away, and now it's a national discussion. And in my interactions since they acquired him, I've dealt with Carson a fair amount on camera with microphones. I've talked to him a decent amount without cameras, just guys talking.
Yep. Yep.
Total pro every time, every situation I've had, he's been a total pro. And I think he handled the question completely fine. He got a 10 out of 10, and it was, yep, would have gone away. Let it go away. Like, there's a game tomorrow, Doc. What do I love? What does B love? What do you love? The games.
Football.
The game. I can't wait.
We're distracting from the game.
Yeah. Well, it's distracting if you pay attention to it.
Sure.
And well, you mentioned it perfectly for me.
What happened, Doc, I watched the Ravens last night.
Yeah,
I watched
too.
The Titans last night.
I even watched
the Giants and the Patriots go at it.
Me too.
I was like, I'm waiting.
And I watched Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
So, how good was that? Hard Knocks?
So I came into here today. We were going to talk about all this stuff. And my hopes was for my team to go out and present themselves. Like, I think all four of those teams did some damn good things last night.
Me too.
And we are focused on this because it's the biggest story. And when you're in this business, we have to talk about the top stuff. Mm-hmm. I want this team, and not just the player, not just the coaches. I think everybody, Jason, Dan, everybody, to get to the point where the only topic that we discuss is football. The business stuff, we don't have to hear about that. The other stuff, the distractions should go away. And then all of a sudden, here we go again. And I think that's what they don't understand. Yeah, you could. I'm defending. Carson is a grown-ass, healthy man. They don't need nobody to defend him. He can defend himself.
No, I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to hear you two this morning, your response to it, because I already knew where it was going to go. It's the day before a game, and a very important game, although it's preseason. Preseason, yeah, if you're 11 and whatever or 12 and whatever, it's just preseason. Everybody, the Rams don't play anybody. You see their personnel?
They won the Super Bowl last year.
Win team. What I love about Hard Knocks, they won three games. And they had brother was almost crying after practice, talking about how bad it hurt him and what they're trying to get accomplished. They're reestablishing themselves. We're in the same boat. And I saw their practice, and I couldn't wait to get to JP today. Because JP's camping out there. He got a trailer and the whole nine yards. And I'm thinking, he looked like, I really do, man. I go, man, put the brother on concrete. Give him some asphalt. He's sitting out there slushing in the swamp, but he's getting the job done. And I said, watching Detroit's practice, I said, are they in the same league? They're tackling? It was like a completely different game. I said, oh, okay. So there are some people roughnecking this thing. So we'll see how it turns out. And Ravens were criticized last year.
But see, this is the
but
thing,
they went to the playoffs.
Seeing them do that on Hard Knocks.
Oh, my
till, God. And this is I always have understood the rules to be that you can do 10 to 14 of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And mm-hmm. I just think that some people chose not to do them. But when you bring it up, they always say, well, you know, the rules have changed. Well, obviously, you can still do it because it's they wouldn't be doing it on Hard Knocks.
I'm right, with the cameras there.
But you can't. So I'm sure you agree with this, Doc. That when you played the game of football, didn't you have to get to a point in preseason and all that stuff where you knew I can go through a whole game of football when the season finally started?
That's the goal.
So when and so I, that's why I know people have a problem with me always saying this. I feel if you don't have your starters play the first half, go into the locker room and come out the second half and give me at least two periods, then you're not preparing your team to be ready for the first game. I just feel
Brian,
that way.
I talk about adrenaline, and people don't focus on the fact that we play this game at different levels. You had Wayne. Well, I didn't think you had Sevier.
Yeah.
No, you had Rodriguez.
I had Sevier for 3 years.
Okay, you have three. So, you know, I use the Wayne Sevier theory. He would go over to Monty Coleman. He'd go to our linebacker. He'd go to Okiewicz. He'd say, hey, I just talked to Donnie and Clint and Doc, and they said, could you guys take your panties off today so they can get a look? We play the Giants this week. And, now, of course, we didn't say that. Then he'd come over to us, and he'd say, hey, Donnie, he goes, I just left Bonnie, and they said, are you guys in that menstrual cycle? Is it over? Because we would really like to see some effort today. And you look at him and go, what? So we go out there, and it's almost like the practice, the most memorable practice in Burgundy and Gold history is when in the Super Bowl, and this kid out of Plaquemines, Louisiana, looked like he had just been let out of San Quentin. They're in the Super Bowl practicing. And they had to call the practice off because this lunatic is out there going after people. That's the level of intensity. Oh, by the way, they won the game and won the championship that you have to have. I don't know how these guys prepare for a real game by never having any action, especially the defensive players. I'm at a complete myth over it. But I'm going to just wait and see because the proof is in the pudding.
There you go. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the pudding because we're going to get back to the phones. Folks to react, because there are a lot of people that think Jason Wright was right to defend Carson. There's a lot of folks that want to say that, so you're going to have your opportunity. But the actual game that's on tomorrow that you'll be working, what do you want to see tomorrow, Doc?
I want to see the things that I've seen over my tenure here. There's a kid out of Plaquemines, Louisiana, that took a kickoff all the way back in his first shot. There's a kid played at Arkansas for the Razorbacks and made a tackle without a helmet. There are certain instances that I come out of every preseason, I'm looking for dogs. I want to know right now, even though they've been they had a pretty good session pad, it went goal line. They've done some nice things I like. But I really want to see what the bright lights bring. I mentioned adrenaline. You don't necessarily practice with adrenaline on when a guy's got a different colored jersey. I've said this as long as I've been on the microphone, that I know this is stupid, but that's who I am. I would go to my quarterback and tell him, you got to take that shirt off. You're going to dress like you were in the game. But I'd privately go to my defensive meeting and say, if you touch him, you're cut. But I would want him to feel like he was live bait at least once before we actually did it. For the life of me, I do not understand how you prepare for something as physical as football without any physical periods. Now, they've had some here. I'm not saying they haven't, but that's what I'm looking for. I'm excited about preseason as every year because I'm looking who's a depth guy, who's fighting, who's got a chip on his shoulder. That kid, 35, I know you got to him. I already know you got to him. Percy Butler, I cannot wait. He's a heat-seeking missile. Out there. A lot of guys run four or fast, but they don't play football fast. This kid, I cannot wait. So I got guys I get goosebumps over just waiting to see them perform. And that's what the game is. For me, I remember my first game. I broke my arm in the second half. The first half, you're hyperventilating. It's your Super Bowl. It's everything. And I think you're going to be surprised by the level of effort. Just based on what I've seen, these guys take this seriously. And they have a pretty high work ethic. We'll find out if they'll bite.
Yep. I like both the young safeties. I like Butler a lot. I think he'll I think he's going to be on the field a ton this year. But I think Forrest has had a good camp too, man. Forrest flies around too.
Yeah, they're not afraid. And that's 48 in your program. They're not afraid. They come in there, man. And but our big guys, it's all led by leaders. John Allen, he has a standard. And now he's going up against this caveman in Andrew Norwell. I'm telling you, if you just want to see WWE at its finest, these two Rams are button heads at a very high level. So I'm getting what I need to see. I like a lot of these guys. F.A. Obata, I can't wait to see him turn loose.
It's a big man.
Oh, my goodness. And they got a guy in there. I want you to remember this. Justin Hamilton, he wears 79. B. Mitch, I saw him do a jumpy gathers. He did a forklift out there. And I'm telling you, man, they've got some guys, and that's what we need. We need players. You're a 7-win team. So you should be doing everything possible to get out of that. And that's back-to-back 7-win seasons. 10 or 11 is where you have to go. That's the standard. Anything less than that is unacceptable.
I'm with you there. I know football is won in the trenches. I know that, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also pretty excited to watch a rookie quarterback. And I think we'll get to see a lot of them. That kid has a 14. Cannon.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what I said to him, and I do this regularly. I'll go up to a guy and I'll say, hey, just want to let you know that I'll be doing the broadcast. And based on what I've seen, I feel like you are going to be the player of the summer, that this is your summer. Now, if it's too much pressure, let me know now and I won't do it. I'll back off. Man, this dude looked at me. I can see veins busting out in his eyes.
I like it.
Like he was about to go vampire. He said, bring it. And that's when I get my – I love talking with these guys, man. These guys, they work. James Smith Williams, I love him. William Bradley King. There's just so many guys I can go on and on and on. Panishuk, my guy from Michigan State, he's a Viking. I always use Dean Hamill as my example, the Tasmanian Devil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to get guys in here who are going to prove to you why they ought to be here. They're fighting for jobs. I ain't looking for the bonus baby to come out and got his brand new rim car out in the parking lot. We've seen enough of that. We've had a parking lot full of Rolls Royces and couldn't win more than 8 games. I'm sick of that. What I'm looking for right now is guys get dropped off by the Uber and they come in there and they go take somebody's job. And if you don't have that attitude, then it's never going to work.
I'm with you on that 100%, big bro.
I got dropped off by an Uber today, Doc, just so you know.
Yeah, your truck. I mean, I was happy to hear you got a
chance. And now he got dropped off at an Uber to his truck.
he did.
Yeah, he was smart, man. He got in the Uber to go home because he couldn't drive the truck home.
Oh, he was with you?
No, he wasn't with me.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, you know, I make sure I take care of the young bucks.
That's true. You do that. You do that.
Doc, everybody gets to watch you tomorrow, man. What do you got cooking?
No, it's not about me. It's what they got cooking. I'm just going to interpret what I see. I can't do anything but describe what I see. And hopefully, I told you, I always look for level of intensity, violence. I want to see people that have to be backed off. Not sped up. John Thompson taught us all.
I'm a fool.
There you go.
Resurrect the court.
There you go. Resurrect the day. I'm looking for people by nature that have to be pulled back, not people that got to be pushed forward. I don't need that. I've seen enough of that. What I'm looking for, no more Ashburn All-Americans. I'm looking for FedEx freaks, and that's what I'm looking for tomorrow.
I love it. No more Ashburn All-Americans. We FedEx want the FedEx freaks.
I like it.
FedEx freaks.
The official stance of the B. Mitch and Finley program, we are pro freak.
Yeah.
In all manners of the word.
All gas, no brakes.
Doc, thank you for the time, man.
That's it. Hey, man, always a pleasure.
All right, D.
See you tomorrow. Right,
thank you.
Later, man.
The one and only Rick Doc Walker. Give him a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Rick Doc Walker. Doc is a DC legend. You know who else is?
Paul Henry. Yes, he is.
I've been working with Paul Henry for over a year now. He's done tremendous work on my house. This fall, he's coming back out to the crib, going to fix up my back porch. I can't recommend working with Paul Henry enough. He's a class dude, and when he shows up, you feel comfortable. You don't always get that when you're working with contractors and other companies. Paul makes you feel comfortable. He's not trying to oversell you. He's just trying to get done what you need for your home. B, I know it's worked great for you.
I've been on these airways for over 30 years, and people know I don't give everybody a bunch of praise. I don't normally go out there and rave about people, but I rave about Paul because it's exactly what it is. Paul goes out, he exceeds expectations, he does a great job for you. He's open, he's honest, he's fair with his prices. And when he comes in, he doesn't leave. Like, people do come and do stuff, work in your house, and they leave it different than when they saw it. Now, he cleans up, tosses the stuff away, and you come in and you just have to keep living, not trying to do anything. Paul came in and did a great job at my house, and I'm having him come back to do some more stuff. So if you want to get the same type of treatment JP and I are getting, reach out to Paul right now at 540-359-6842, and you can get $100 off each window, and you get with the 5-window minimum, and you can get up to $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Windows Installation today. That's paulhenryswindows.com. You're clear. Home improvement choice.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.